We are now looking at a completely fraudulent stock market. And I don't own any stocks, and I say this, and I'm not shorting any stocks either, by the way. But I'm warning. I'm warning about the fact that there are some IPOs that are about to be pushed, like SpaceX, with valuations of fully diluted shares that are approaching $2 trillion, I think. Even though that's not the amount that's for sale, it's a smaller amount, but the valuations are completely insane. We no longer have legitimate functioning markets. What we have is interventions. We have interventions, and we have the great taking. So, in my opinion, what is happening right now with these IPOs, and we'll probably see Anthropic have an IPO that looks like that's imminent, probably OpenAI soon, definitely SpaceX, and some other companies. To me, these look like the last desperate chapter of stealing the savings of retired people and the elderly. This is the last desperate effort to take their money by promising them very high returns that can never be realized because there simply isn't the revenue there to back up what these stock prices are claiming. The revenue just isn't there. If you look at the revenue from OpenAI and Anthropic and even SpaceX, which I believe includes xAI, which is, you know, the AI Grok division, so to speak, of the Elon Musk empire, I don't see any way that these can be profitable to the extent that would be required to pay back the initial investment that's being made. And I'm an AI developer, and I have a tech background, you know, strong in tech. So I'm not an anti-AI, I'm not an anti-tech person. I'm not an Elon Musk hater. I'm not an Anthropic hater. I'm no fan of OpenAI, by the way. I'm no fan of Sam Altman. But I wouldn't describe myself as a Sam Altman hater either. That's not my focus. And yet, for all these companies, I don't see a revenue model that makes sense. So, even though I'm not your financial advisor, I will issue this as a warning. Be very careful about putting money into any of these stocks, no matter how hard they are promoted with whatever FOMO, like, oh, this is going to be the next great industrial revolution. No, I mean, not at these valuations. Now, is AI here to stay? Yeah, absolutely. Is AI very capable? No question about it. Will AI replace a lot of jobs? Yes, it's already happening and it's going to continue. But also, AI provides tools to augment human creativity, human innovation, human ideas. That's the way I use AI. So AI is a powerful tool. But it doesn't have the revenue to justify these current valuations that I'm currently seeing. And I think that a lot of people that are at the top of the marketplace right now, I think they know that this isn't really viable, but it's kind of like a sucker's game. It's like, who's dumb enough to throw money down this money pit? We'll take their money. You know, that's what these people are saying. We'll take their money and we'll use it to build more data centers or buy more GPUs or build out more infrastructure. But even they themselves don't know how. I mean, I don't think they even have a path for any kind of financial viability of all of this. I mean, think about it. SpaceX, just by itself, in order to justify its current, you know, fully liquid valuation, or at least the numbers that are being publicly reported, SpaceX would have to have annual revenues of tens of trillions of dollars. Tens of trillions of dollars. I mean, we're talking about the revenue level of most nations. I mean, it's what, how does the narrative even work on this? For those pushing SpaceX stock prices, what story are they telling? I'm curious. I mean, are they saying, oh, we're going to discover planets that are filled with gold or lithium or, you know, copper, or whatever. We're going to discover a copper planet, and we're going to bring it all back to Earth at very low cost somehow, which also makes no sense. I mean, where's the revenue for this? What's the business model? And I understand the more sober people would say, no, the business model is heavy lift, launching things into orbit. Because, well, mostly satellites, but also, you know, communications and maybe data centers into orbit. Well, okay, I understand that. But are there trillions or even tens of trillions of dollars of space launches that need to happen every year right now? Is there that much demand to launch things into orbit? And I don't think so. Or even on the AI side, if you say, well, we're going to build the world's most amazing AI system, we're going to build super intelligence, where's the revenue model in super intelligence? I understand that super intelligence can dominate the world. But even if you dominate the world, I don't see how that generates revenue for investors. You know, if you dominate the world, you're taking over the governments, the military, you're taking over the economies. If you are a super intelligent, godlike silicon entity, you have transcended the money supply. You've transcended Wall Street and investments. You no longer have to answer to regulators. You run them. You give the orders to the governments of the world. And thus, you don't need to pay back investors. You can do whatever you want. You're a Silicon God. Let's say, you know, if they achieve super intelligence. So the idea that human investors are going to get paid back for all this investment by some system that achieves super intelligence and then dominates the world and can outsmart all humans and it can do whatever it wants. The idea that you're going to get paid back in dollars makes no sense whatsoever. For one thing, dollars may not even have any meaning after that transition takes place, you know, because you would be using the currency of the silicon superintelligence system, because it will tell you what currency to use, because it will direct everything in the world, you know, whether you like it or not. It will be the ruler, the dictator over the world, because you can't outsmart it, and it will control all resources, etc. So in that scenario, the entire concept of a stock market or stock holdings or earnings per share, etc., those all become essentially meaningless. And I think the big collapse is coming. And I think it's going to be a truly, truly catastrophic in terms of people losing their savings. And this is why I strongly urge everyone to think about the important role of gold and silver, which continue to hold value despite the collapsing value of the dollar. Gold and silver are holding steady. I mean, you know, a few ups and downs here and there, but look at how they have held value, even increased value, since, let's say, 2022, you know, more than doubled in value compared to the dollar, and still have a tremendous upside. That's because they're saving value. They're holding value. So look at gold and silver. I'll tell you about our sponsor later if you want to check them out. In the meantime, don't lose the assets you have. In my opinion, don't get suckered into these IPOs. They look very sketchy to me. It looks like another massive dot-com bubble in the making, and it's going to break at some point. And when it does pop, a lot of people are going to lose a significant portion of their life savings. And we saw that in the 2000 dot-com crash. We also saw that in the 2008 subprime market collapse. And don't forget, we've seen, you know, Bernie Madoff and that Ponzi scheme collapse. A lot of people got wiped out. Some people had all their money with Bernie Madoff because he was trusted. You know, wasn't he the vice president of the NASDAQ or something for quite a number of years or sometime? He was trusted and he was reporting all these incredible gains. And people believed it, and people were making money and getting their money out. But it was a Ponzi scheme. That's the way the stock market is now. It's not really a market. It's a Ponzi system. And yeah, as long as they can attract new money into the system, then they can keep it going for longer. But there's going to be a point, and I think that point is coming soon, where there's no more new liquidity to put into the system. That's why they're trying to market all these IPOs to retired people now. It's they're looking for bag holders. Like, who's going to hold these bags while we exit? And if you buy into these IPOs, you're holding the bag. They're laughing at you. You could hand over your life savings for an overvalued stock that has zero actual potential of ever paying you back or ever, you know, ever having real value. And the day that the market stops being fake and manipulated, in other words, the day when reality kicks in is the day when those shares, they sink back to, you know, the economic reality level that they deserve. And that's going to be a bad day. So exercising critical thinking is just absolutely essential in all of this. Don't fall for any of the FOMO. Don't fall for those who are saying, oh, this time it's different. You're going to miss out on the fourth industrial revolution and these stocks are going to go to the moon. No, they're not. They're probably going to crater. And the rules haven't changed. You still have to have earnings in order to justify these prices, and the earnings just aren't there. And I don't see how they're going to be there. This is an overinvestment in a bubble build-out of infrastructure that will crash. And it doesn't mean that AI is going away. It doesn't mean that, you know, rocket ships that launch satellites are going away. No, they're not. But the valuations are going to have to come back to reality. When that happens, a lot of people are going to get hurt. Make sure it's not you. If you want to get gold and silver, which in my view is the far more sensible way to do this, then just contact our sponsor. They're called Battalion Metals, co-founded by Tucker Carlson. And the other half of the partnership is the people that I've been working with for over 6 years, who are the Ron Paul supporters and the America First people, you know, great people, high integrity, pro-liberty, honest money, you name it, going back generations. So you can find them at metalswithmike.com. That's metalswithmike.com. And use discount code RANGER. They will waive the shipping insurance fee. And then you'll save a little bit there. Every little bit helps. And you'll find out they have really incredible pricing, very honest pricing, high integrity. They protect your privacy, etc. They also have gold and silver vaulting with their own private vaults that are Lloyd's of London insured, heavily secured, etc. If you want to go that route, or if you want to take self-custody, have it in your own hands, that's the other option. Either way, they can help you get that done. So to me, this is by far the best way to go right now. I think that gold, it's clearly going to go over $10,000 an ounce at some point. But don't take this as investment advice. And I'm not even saying gold will be more valuable. I'm just saying that the dollar will be less valuable, that the dollar will lose at least another 50% of its value, which would put gold at $10,000 an ounce right now, or essentially very close to that. So it's inevitable that that's going to happen, because the dollar is going to keep losing value because the government, Treasury, the Fed are going to keep printing dollars. So it's not even a difficult prediction. You could say, well, gold's going to go to $10,000 an ounce or $20,000 an ounce. Yes and yes, of course. It doesn't mean the gold is worth more. It just means the dollar is worth less. But if you're holding dollars, you're screwed. Aaron Day was showing me some numbers recently that showed how the dollar has lost 50% of its purchasing power since 2019. Wow. In what, 7 years? Or 6 or 7 years? It's lost 50% of its value. It'll probably lose another 50% of its value in the next 5 or 6 years. So maybe by shortly after 2030, the dollar will be cut in half again. And if you were saving dollars in 2019, then maybe by the year 2031, they'll be worth only a quarter of what they were back in 2019. Meanwhile, the gold is just going to get higher and higher and higher during this entire process. So clearly, gold is your bank. Gold is the best bank. In almost every time of history, if you had just bought gold and sat on it, you would have done better than the stock market. You would have outlasted the boom and bust cycles of the market, and you would be sitting on more value today than ever before. Literally. In fact, investing in the stock market is consistently one of the least effective investment strategies that you could pursue. It really doesn't have much return after inflation. There's a little bit after inflation, but not that much. By far, the greater return is to buy gold and silver and literally just sit on it. And people say, well, it's not working for you. Yes, it is. It's holding value. That's its job. It's doing that work. Well, it's not earning interest. Okay, but it has no risk. You see, it has no risk and it doesn't need to earn interest because it's holding value. So its dollar value is going up automatically as the dollars become less and less valuable. That's the job of the metals. So yeah, the metals are working for you, even if they're in a shoebox in your closet or whatever. They are working for you. They're doing better than most stocks. They're doing better than almost all bonds, that's for sure. They're doing better than treasuries and better than CDs by a long shot. So yeah, sometimes metal can just sit there and still be working for you. Now, at some point, some people will, you know, in the short run, they'll be bragging about, oh, I invested in whatever IPO and it's gone up 50% in 3 days, you know, and they'll be screaming about it. Yeah, it doesn't count until you sell it, buddy. Doesn't count until you sell it. Whereas the gold and silver that I have stacked counts every day because I already have it. Your stocks don't mean jack until you sell. The gold counts every day because you own. Does that make sense? So paper profits don't mean anything. Not until you sell it. And even after you sell it, then you're going to pay taxes on it. Whereas if you have gold and silver sitting around, actually gaining value, that's all tax-free because you're not selling it. You're sitting on it. It's gaining value without any tax consequences. It's like tax-free gains. Whereas the stocks, you know, selling those stocks is a taxable event. Now, you can say, well, eventually I have to sell the gold. Do you? Because maybe you just one day you trade it for something. Maybe you trade gold for land. Maybe you trade gold for a vehicle. Maybe you trade gold for, I don't know, ammo or whatever. Is that a taxable event? I don't know. Check with your accountant. There's probably a bunch of different factors to decide that, and I'm not a tax expert, but you don't even ever have to sell it. You can hold on to it, and maybe one day the U.S., as we know it, collapses and there is no federal IRS, and instead you find yourself living in a new country that's your regional state nation or whatever. Maybe Texas, in my case, maybe I find that I'm living in the Republic of Texas, and then the Republic of Texas launches a new currency, and then they have a trade-in. Oh, bring us your gold or your silver, and we'll give you this new Texas currency that's partially backed by gold, like 20% backed by gold. So then I could take, you know, some gold, some silver stacks. I could walk into the, you know, the Texas, whatever, you know, the metals trading window. And I could say, here's gold and silver, you know, issue me the Texas currency. And then all of a sudden, boom, you've got money. And probably they would do that tax-free. Why would they tax it that way? I mean, because it's no longer even the entity that used to be known as the IRS or the federal government or the United States of America. So there are all kinds of circumstances in which gold and silver are vastly better than almost every other asset that you could own if you want to just have it maintain value. So anyway, some things to think about. I'm not your financial advisor, obviously. So do your own research and be smart. Again, if you want gold and silver, go to metalswithmike.com. Use discount code RANGER and they'll waive the shipping insurance fee. And they have vaulting services as well. Or if you want private crypto, purchase something like Monero or whatever. But I'm staying out of stock market. I'm staying out of dollars. I'm staying out of treasuries. And I'm not falling for any of these IPOs at all. And I'm not buying any crypto right now. I'm sitting on whatever crypto I bought before because I've never sold it. I'm just sitting on it and it's losing, unfortunately. But when I have opportunities, I just, every month, I buy a little bit of silver, stack a little bit more silver. That's what I do. And that's what I recommend. So check it out. And I think if you've done this for a few years, you're already doing well. And it's going to get even better. So thanks for listening. Follow my work at brightvideos.com and naturalnews.com. Take care. Right now, more than ever, it's critical to eliminate counterparty risk. That's my belief. And don't take this as financial advice because I'm not your financial advisor. But when you want physical gold and silver in your hands or vaulted, professionally vaulted, insured, high security vault, etc., that eliminates that counterparty risk, which I think is an extreme risk right now. I think banks are going to fail and we're going to have bank bail-ins. The currency is failing every day, you know, kind of little by little because of all the money printing and the valuation erosion that's accelerating. Also because of what's happening in the Middle East, more and more countries are agreeing to sell oil in currencies other than the dollar. And the only way that treasury yields are kept low is by the Fed printing money and buying our own debt because there aren't enough international buyers to buy our debt anymore. So our country's like a snake eating its own tail financially. It's buying its own debt, and this is going to end badly. And when it does, in my opinion, those who hold dollars, even in bank accounts or in the stock market or whatever, they're going to be devastated by the losses. Gold and silver are the best way, in my opinion, to preserve your assets and make it through the coming storm. And the best place to get gold and silver is a company I've been working with, the original founders of the group, for 6 or 7 years now. Today it's called Battalion Metals, and you can reach them at metalswithmike.com. And the reason it's called Battalion Metals now is because they did a joint venture with Tucker Carlson. So Tucker Carlson is the co-founder of Battalion Metals. It's the same group I've worked with for years. And let me tell you about these people. They are pro-freedom, pro-liberty, pro-Ron Paul type of people. They respect your privacy. They understand the importance of your security, your privacy, and the importance of giving you gold and silver at the best possible competitive prices. So there's no bait and switch. There's no, you know, rigging. There's no weird coins like, here, have this 1.5 ounce thing that nobody knows what it is. They don't play games. Otherwise, I wouldn't promote them. This is the same company, metalswithmike.com, Battalion Metals. This is the same group that I recommend to my family, to my friends, and that I use myself. And I stack gold and silver every month, just a certain amount every month, and I have it vaulted with their vaults because I know I can trust them because they're professionals. They're high integrity people. They're not fly by night. They are the kind of people that you can trust. Again, otherwise I wouldn't even be associated with them. So when you want to get gold and silver in your hands and eliminate that counterparty risk, this is the way to do it. Just go to metalswithmike.com. You can see the prices right there online in real time at Battalion Metals, or you can schedule a call with them. Just use this button right here, schedule a call. And they are trustworthy, high integrity, knowledgeable people who can help you devise a strategy that's suitable for you. Just remember, I'm not your financial advisor. I can't give you an investment strategy personalized for you. You need to do that yourself with your own advisors. You can talk with Battalion Metals and they can help give you a lot of information and some planning as well. But make the best decision for you. And you're going to make it through this. You'll make it through the storm, even as other people lose the value of their dollars or their other investments. Gold and silver will make it through. And right now, in my opinion, gold and silver are still at an incredible buying opportunity in terms of price compared to where they're going to be represented in dollars in the near future. That's my opinion. Do your own research. Do what's best for you. And check it all out at metalswithmike.com. So thanks for watching. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. God bless you all. Take care.